There are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. The scripture for today is Psalms 37:26. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed.
Lord, as I draw closer to you, teach me to be a generous giver, as you are. Teach me to lend freely, as you would. In the light of your presence, I am refreshed. Father, let me adopt your nature as my own. I know that Jesus came to restore me to my highest destiny, that my life, like his, should glorify you, Father. Lord, make all of your goodness pass before me. Let your wondrous glory shine into my heart and change me into your image. Let me live the life that you ordained me to live from the beginning. Amen.
Today, think about what a generous heart our Savior had. Didn't he lend freely to all those in need?
Today's action. Lend of your time and possessions today. Be generous with someone in need. Today's treasure can be found in the book of 1 Corinthians 11, starting with verse 7. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God, but woman is the glory of man. For man is not from woman, but woman from man, nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man. For this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels. Meaning what we pray. I prayed, O Lord, bless all the world, and help me do my part. And straightway he commanded me to bind a broken heart. I prayed, O bless each hungry child, may they be amply fed. He said, go find a starving soul, and share with him your bread. O stir the hearts of men, I prayed, and make them good and true. He answered, there is but one way. They must be stirred through you. Dear friend, unless you really mean exactly what you say, until you mean to work for God, it's dangerous to pray.